I'm going to do a teaching based on that word that I just brought, beauty for ashes. This is called Foolish Hearts Were Darkened. Lord talked about fools in that word, so we're going to have a look at that. You can turn to Romans chapter 1. You know, Paul makes the statement here that he's not ashamed of the gospel. Well, Christians that compromise are ashamed of the gospel. They're afraid of the black and whiteness of it. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. You know, people don't seem to grasp the Hebrews 1:6 that talks about, or 11:6 that talks about, without faith it's impossible to please God. You can't come to him any other way. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because they which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. See, when we don't believe the word of the gospel, we become fools. Things go dark. That's how come so many Christians are embracing everything but what's true. It's sad. One of the things that I speak over the broadcast and over that station out there, today they had a new programmer out of Amarillo called Accelerate Church. Anyway, I said, well, Lord, I've been speaking total infiltration, programmers, employees, corporate, top, all the way down. Just infiltrated with your people to where there's no more woke commercials. There's no more woke narratives coming out. There's no more woke programming. And that these programmers will coordinate with each other. They don't have to be the same, but they all flow. Everybody in their part flowing to infiltrate this area for the kingdom. I am Amarillo's kind of out of our range. I don't, you know. But anyway, they have been having infomercials before my program, but they had this pastor on, and I didn't listen to him, but I saw the scriptures he's putting up, and they looked good to me. So anyway, I said, well, I shouldn't be surprised if I'm speaking that infiltration, that the Lord's doing it. How is it going to happen unless we do it? It's not. That's faith, see? He's a faith God. His children are faith people. Because that which may be known of God is manifest to them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, that they are without excuse. The devil has spun the narrative to where they have chosen to believe a lie. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. So these people are speaking a different narrative than what the Bible substantiates. They're fools. I don't care how wise they may seem. The scripture says they're fools. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. That's what the deep state has done. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women had changed the natural use into that which is against nature. You know, when you think about homosexuality, that's the most disgusting thing, especially these old nasty pedophile men. That is the nastiest thing I can think of. I think just the most perverted thing that you can think of, that's what these people live by. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly. You talk about unseemly. Yes, it is. And receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. There is a place, I forget what city it's in. It's a blue state. And they took away a statue of one of our past presidents, and they put a statue of it shows a woman with a child, a baby, crawling on its knees with a leash around its neck, and then a little child beside her dressed in drag and bondage, mm-hmm. dressed in bondage gear. This is being betrayed right out there where the president's statue used to be. You think they're not putting their agenda out front and center? Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in those who do them. Yeah. Foolish here means unintelligent and wicked. Yeah. Darkened means to obscure. There's no light. There's no light in them. Just like there's no light in Satan. When someone is walking in God's will, the light, and Satan entices them away, and they become foolish and go rogue. They become darkened. Everything becomes obscure to them. What they used to walk in and think was right, they've totally flipped and gone the other way. Just like the lady I told you that because her daughter was a homosexual, she adapted herself and wrote a book that fitted what she thought about it instead of what the Word really says about it, because she couldn't stand the fact that she was losing her daughter through this. It's sad. As far as I'm concerned, probably died early. She's no longer among us. It's sad. All right? Acts 28:16. That can't be right. All right, I've written it down wrong, I guess. Let me look here just a second. Well, girl, I don't know what it was. I don't like that when that happens because I know that was a good scripture. All right. So how do we stay in the light? We stay in God's will, not anything get us off the path. Psalms 119:105. I'll go over there because I don't want to misquote it, but Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. See, God's word. This is where people get off, is concerning God's word. All right, Ephesians 4:17. I just had a quickening on the Acts scripture. Y'all go ahead and go to Ephesians. Let me turn back here to Acts and see if this is maybe the right scripture. No. Okay. Ephesians 4. Therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the business or the blindness of their heart. It's amazing to me, I guess it shouldn't be, that people that are strong in their faith walk in the light have become fools, letting go of God's word. Because the narrative is so strong. It's coming out of every quarter. And whenever you get to following people that they seem to have it together and they seem to be saying all the right things and they start going south, they go south with them. So you have to be careful. When you let go of God's word, you are, well, it's an opposition gospel. It's a substitution. Substituting brass for gold, like Brother Hagin would say. All right? Romans 1:25 that I just read to you, that their hearts were darkened. I believe it's probably that scripture. Let me look. Just a minute. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the creator, who's blessed forever. Amen. So who glorifies the creature? Just think about all the statues. All the statues that these demonized people erect are all animals. God's creation. Well, I say they don't get his creation. They don't get the owl. They don't get the goat. They don't get the calf. Whatever. They don't get it. All right? You know how you can easily identify who the thief is? Go over to Mark 4. This is why I think the big push over the last few years of getting people to let go of the word, this is Satan's narrative, saying it's incomplete. They left all these books out, so it's not worth anything, so I just won't read it. But I'll believe some idiot that comes and says, all this stuff about all the little green men out there and all this mess. They believe it. They really do. All right, 4:14. The sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. There you go. Never let go of the word. I don't care if it's incomplete. I don't care if there are books taken out. You hold to what we've got. In the parable of the sower, we see the reasoning power of the devil to get you out of the light and into the darkness by stealing the word from you. All right, verse 16. And these are they which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, in other words, another narrative comes, immediately they are offended. They abandon the word and go after the false narrative. False evidence appearing real. Fake news, if you will. Isn't that true? 18. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things, entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. More lies you believe cause you to get into care. What does that do? Chokes out the word. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, some 100. They didn't let what they had be taken away from them. They stayed in the light instead of embracing the darkness. Oops. So I think there's another page there. I guess not. All right, stay in the light. Do not let your circumstances dictate to you what to you are supposed to do. All right? If you do, you'll find yourself in the darkness. Satan is the voice of reason. He appears as an angel of light. He is obvious. He is very subtle. He appears as a good thing. Just like these, I watched a deal, it's by Jim Crenshaw, and this has been years ago, and I go back and I've sent it to everybody, and it exposes these benevolent beings as angels of light. You know, they got their thousands of ships hovering up there, and they have their med beds, and they're just waiting to beam us up. But you know what? They keep talking about, but they're not going to show themselves. I'm going, there you go. Because they're demons. And as soon as somebody accommodated them, what do you think is going to happen? What is their agenda? To kill, steal, destroy. Just jump right in that med bed and we'll just zap you. I'm telling you, people are believing this. There's Christians just can't wait for the med beds to come along. Everything that glitters is not gold. We can't. What? Just tell me.
Acts 26:18.
Okay. Let's go there right quick. Put a finger in Mark, I guess. Acts
26, I think you probably want to start at verse 16.
26. Okay. Okay. Acts 26:16. Well, we'll read it. It's good. I don't know if that was it or not. But rise and stand upon thy feet, verse 16, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Yeah, that's right along with what we're... I don't know if that was the scripture, but that goes along with what we're talking about. Yeah. All right. Satan is the voice of reason. He will appear very subtly to convince you. Just remember what we had Wednesday night about a little leaven, leaveneth the whole lump. You hear it the first time you hear it, you balk at it, and the next time you go, and the second time, third time, well, I don't know, maybe, and then, you know, before you know it, you're believing it. That's what's happened to these people. That's what's happened to these Christians. And some of them talk like they really have a relationship with God, but I know this, there's things I don't know. There's things I haven't gotten yet, as well as you. So, you know, I just pray, Father, I just command the light to come so they'll see the truth. Because you know what? It's just like with this new program. I said, Lord, we need to all be on the same page. To get this accomplished, we've got to be one band, one sound. We can't be, well, he's trashing my program but under me or whatever. No, and I'm not saying that's happening. I'm just saying that's the way it's been. There's so much division. Everybody's all over the place. We've got to get together. And stay together. Stay united. Okay. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Just enough to get you off the Word of God. Just like a little fox that spoils a vine. That's how it starts. Okay, Galatians. Paul's talking to the Galatians. He said, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth crucified among you? This only would have learned of you, received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He's beside himself. It's like they're substituting another gospel. I remember Charles Capp and his word about the end times. It's in his book, that the end time will be like walking a tightrope to stay in the light. I mean, even putting your toe out, you could be in gross darkness, where before it was kind of broad, you know. You could kind of be out there on the fringes and it's okay, but now it's not. It's, you're going to. Okay, we must stay in the light and not allow any darkness to get us out of it. Satan's game is a mental one. We all know that. He will use all his devices to get you off and out of God's will. And that's in your mind. It's all in your mind. That's the playground. That's the battlefield right there in your mind. We walk by faith. We walk by what God's word says and not by our circumstances. We don't make decisions based on circumstances. If you do, somewhere down the road, you'll find out, I got duped again. I can tell you from firsthand experience because I've done it. All right. But we're not going to do it anymore. No. All right. Some scriptures. 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. All right, I've got several here. Romans chapter 13. Verse 12. 13, 12. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. You know, in the millennial reign, from what I understand, there won't be any night or any darkness anymore. Well, God doesn't cast a shadow. All right, 2 Corinthians 4, 4, 4, 4. Whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Believe not what? The word. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Can't let go of the word. Satan's after the word. He comes immediately to steal the word. All right. All right. Chapter 6 there, 14. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion hath light with darkness? Watch your associations. Bad associations corrupt good manners. You look up and say, how did I get here? Mm-hmm. There, yuck, yuck, rubbed off on you. That's what happened. All right, 2 Corinthians 11, 14. Well, let's read 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, is it no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works? Yeah, saying don't be fooled, don't be duped. You'll know them by their fruit. That's why sometimes you're listening to somebody and you get this out, The Spirit's trying to tell you there. Like, no, this isn't right, turn this off. There's been a few times I've gone to listen to something and immediately it was like, oh, no way. Ephesians 5:8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Verse 11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. First Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 5. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. 1 Peter 2:9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. So when you're listening to people, be checking on the inside. Okay? All right.